Jim, a very exciting day. Welcome back to the Browns.
Thank you. It's been very exciting.
Yeah, let's talk about this, the role of special advisor. What are some of the things you want to achieve in this role?
Well, the bottom line is we want to have success. Success is our goal. But having said that, I would like to have an effect on the players. I would like to be there for them. I'd like to be able to discuss things with them. I would like to have a certain kind of relationship with the coaches, and of course have a relationship with the owners, and have that translate into how the players approach the game, how they play the game, and how we as Cleveland Browns deal with the community. So that seems like a big order. But if you look at it, we're dealing in the community already. Reggie Rucker is president of AmeriCAN, but he's also president of the Mayor's Alliance. And that work has been continuing, and it will increase now that the Browns have new ownership. And the players will be my real job. But I think the way that we always relate to each other, see, I'm old, but I'm still a player. And when I sit down, I'm not sitting down with the player as a coach, I'm sitting down with the player as another player. And if I can have an effect upon them, which means to motivate them to really work to be better on an individual level, then I think that'll pay dividends.
You have such a deep understanding, too, of the psychology of the players and kind of as human beings. I mean, you are more than just someone who talks football with people. You go very deep in these discussions. So if you can discuss how you're going to connect with guys, as you mentioned, you're 77 and there's a 50-plus year age gap between you and a lot of these guys. How you make those connections?
Well, I'll tell you what's so funny. I've already made a connection with Trent Richardson, who was the third guy in the draft that was chosen. So, you know, he has a big value. There's a big investment in him. And he's shown the flashes that says he's gonna be a great player. I mentioned that he was ordinary. I thought he was an ordinary back coming out of Alabama was. And people took that a certain way, but he didn't. He did not take it as a negative. And when we met, that was not an issue. And just think what that showed me, because that's a tester. You know, you come out and you praise someone before they do anything. There's a Heisman Trophy winner. And how many times Heisman Trophy winners fail? So when you give a guy a challenge and he steps up to that challenge, not that he did it for me, but he shows that he is going to play football in regards of what's being said, he's not going to let it affect him and become his issue. So if he'd taken that as an issue, then what would happen with his ability to apply himself to be to perfection in his own game? And so in our conversations, we had great conversations because he could talk straight to me and I could talk straight to him. And he revealed to me some things that he hoped would be changed, you know, with the organization, how he felt about other things, his personal life. I had a good insight into that. So the players, they know that there's some people that, doesn't matter how old they are, they can relate, because I respect players and I respect people. And it doesn't go by age or power or money. I respect people for what they are. So it's gonna be a trip to relate, you know, mentally to Trent and the other players that will be available to me. And I'm really looking forward to that, because I do it anyway. But now I can do it for the Cleveland Browns.
And speaking of relationships, it's the relationship that you formed with owner Jimmy Haslam, his wife Dee, that really led to this, that made this happen. Talk about how that came together and what you see in him and his wife that really drew you to this organization, back to this organization.
Well, the first thing is he's extremely smart. And he has a sense of humor with it. So you better not underestimate him, because you'll really be off center. He's got a great wife in Dee, who is active in every way. She is not a shadow of him, a wife of his. Of course she's his wife and so forth, but she's an individual human being that has thoughts of her own and ideas of her own, and he appreciates that, and that comes across. So he always invites me, but he also invites my wife, because she's the same way. That takes a lot of wisdom. And so both myself and my wife are included in their life. And over three or four times of meeting, I considered them friends of us and friends of our family. And it didn't have a lot to do with football. It had to do with the fact that he was the owner, he made that acquisition, he accomplished it, and he and I sat down. But when we sat down, it was equal. He was a man, I was a man. We didn't have to do anything. If we didn't like each other, we wouldn't have done anything. And but I went home and I told my wife, I said, this is a heck of a guy. I said, he's smart. He has the Cleveland Browns' best interest in mind. He wants to bring about changes. And it looked like we might be going back to Cleveland a little bit. You know, I sort of, it's my prognostication. But I'm impressed with him as a human being and as a very bright individual who, if everything works out well, he should do a great job here in Cleveland.
Well, you mentioned this during your news conference earlier, and you've seen the changes this club has gone through. Just based on what you see of what Jimmy Haslam has put in place with Joe Banner and Mike Lombardi and Coach Jedzinski, the whole hierarchy of this club, you called it the team behind the team. What about this group impresses you?
Well, you have to put a lot of thought to form a group like that. You have to hear about the group and then you have to think. You can't just say, oh yeah. And it's not about one guy. It is about that total team and what that team brings to the table. Because when you put that kind of combination together, you're gonna maximize your opportunities. Because each one of those individuals have a calling card that belongs to them. But they all will be able to work together. And it was puzzling at first because you say, okay, you hire a coach, or you have a general manager, you hire a coach, you hire an assistant, you hire this person. And all of a sudden, your light goes on because now you see that you don't have any major egos, any one guy that think he knows it all, but you have a group of guys that have respect for each other. And when you come into a situation like that, you definitely need that because you have to maximize everything that you can to get this franchise back in the right mode. The Cleveland Browns have to have feelings that they used to have. We have to believe that this is a total organization, that all of us count, that the history counts, and that's what we have right now.
And this role as special advisor is much bigger than football. In your return to the Browns, you want this to be more, and so does Jimmy Haslam, as he mentioned today, more of an ambassador role with fans, a community role. You mentioned, of course, Reggie Rucker and your great relationship with him and the great work he does in the city. So you want to reach and touch a lot more than just football with all of this.
Absolutely. The Cleveland Browns have always been much more than football. Always. And the work that Reggie and the Kids in America and the mayor's coalition of organizations, the work that they do is impeccable. And Jimmy caught on to that right away. And he's talked more community to me than he's talked football. And if you know, in the press conference, he talked about community. Well, when you get an owner that can think for himself and is interested in community on his own, and then we know what we have to offer him, that's a great combination. So my role is a great role because I can dip and dab and I can stay out of the way. Belichick said once that the great thing about me is I knew when to get out of the way and when to be in the way. So I know how to get out of the way.
Well, we're glad to have you back. And Jim, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.